We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Let us just start in the middle of the Amud. Amru Olav al Rabbi Yishmoel ben Kimchis, Shayachayfin al Bos Kabin b'Maloich Chofnov. He was a very big Kohen Gadol b'Maloich Muvan Amila. He had tremendous hands. So his Maloich Chofnov was four Kabin. More than the Gecholim. The Gecholim were three Kabin. But Ayman, he said, Kol Hanoshim Zoldu, Vizeret Ime Olo Legak. Ike Da Amri Ba Arson, Uche Da Rabbe Ba Yoynesen, Dama Rabbe Ba Yoynesen, Omar Rab Yechiel, Arson Yofel Lecholah. So the first Loshen Rashi said that Arson and Zeret is a type of tafshul made out of split chitim, and they're given to noshim uboris. It's good for the isha, it's good for the ubar. It seems his mother had a very healthy recipe, and he was toile his godless in that. Bika da amri b'shichva zera. Another said that what he said, Kol Anoshim Zodu Vizerad Ima Olo Legag, is speaking about the klite of the Shichva Zera that his mother was koilot. Uche de Rabbe Bo, Rome Iksiv, Batazreini Chayel Amulchomo, Iksiv, and it says, Batazreini Chayel Amulchomo with an aleph. The first time it says Choso without an aleph, and the second time it says with an aleph. So what is pshat in these two lashonis? Omar David of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zeirisoni, V'zirastoni. Let us see Rashi. Ike da amri b'shichva zera koma. She'ein yitziras hablat mikol ha-tipe. The yitzir is not from the complete tipe, elo min habiro shebo. The chelik amavurur of the tipe, that is niklat. Zeret loshen chavile zrodim, tudel. Tudel are stalks. Kloimer. Birer tipe shekol teimi, azeret godel v'olo legak. That means the stalk that came out of this klite, it means it was very mavurur. So that was Goyrim, that the stalks grew up to the roof. They were very, she was echid to very large children, very big children. Batazreini loshen zoire es goyren hasoirim, which is a loshen biru, mevarer es hatipe. Batazreini chayel amolchomo without an aleph means, the Rebbeinu Shalom was mevara the tipe that the klita should be from a chelik mevura miyoyt. Now the Rishash says that the next divur Maslo is not correct. The girsa would be v'zeiri soni, zeiri soni v'ziras toni, zeiri soni. Hizartani, the Eibishter purified me min habirur shebo. Because when it's in the Loshen, Zeirisoni v'zirastoni, v'zirastoni is a Loshen of Gvure, Zrizos. Amazreini, v'tazreini, chayel amolchom is a Loshen of Gvure. The first one is a Loshen of Bir. So Rashi is saying, what is the type? Zeirisoni, hizartani, min the Boshen purified, ma yitzire, min habiru shebo. Amru Olav al Rabbi Yishmoel ben Kimchis pam achas siper dvorim im arbi echad b'shuk. Sarashi says this pam achas yom kippurim hoya. Was yom kippur. Samot nezach, the Kohen Gadol was busy the whole day with the avoide. How did he siper dvorim im arbi echad b'shuk? Someone says he was a melech. Was very important for Klal Yisrael, so he was mafsik the avoda to speak with the melech. But it seems it wasn't the right thing to do. The nitzet sinoyre mipiv al begodov. Some roik, some saliva from this arvi, fell on the beged of Rabbi Shmuel. So Memele, they have a din of Zovim in the Rabbanon. So Memele, he became Tomei. He was Mekabel Tomei, they're from the Begodim. So Memele, it was Yom Kippur. V'nichnas yeshev av ochi v'shimesh tachtov. So his brother was Meshamesh. V'rosa imon shnei kahanim gedoilim. V'yem echot. It's very, we'll see where Miyachas Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, of the Bible was speaking about his physical godless, so that was also attributed to his mother Kimchis. Either it's the arson or the klita was from a dove above. But now we're speaking about Stamazay Schusim, that she was zeiche to see two of her children, Kahanim Gdolim, the same day. Veshuv amro olav Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis, pam achas yotze v'siperim odoy nechot b'shuk v'nitza tzenerim ipiv al b'godov, v'nichnas Yosef ochiv, a different brother, v'shima shtachta, v'rosa imon shnei Kahanim Gdolim v'yemechot. Tana Rabbanu, Shiva bonim hoyu lo lekimchis, v'kulon shimshu b'kohuna gedoylo. So all was eiche to be meshamesh als kahanim gedoylo. Omru lo chachomim, mea siso shezachiso lekach. What did you do that you was eiche, such a nachas, such a schus? Omru lahem, miyomai leiro kairis beisi kilei sari. The walls of my house never saw kilei sari. That means even though her hair was braided, they never saw the hair. She was a mirah de ketzanua. Ben Yoyada says that when she combed her hair, she made sure that there should be, it was completely covered, and she combed her hair underneath the cover. The Taisvis Shalom says Bishar Shaisi Yechayla Lachasaisam. It was manim mistaman. She was reichetz herself. She couldn't do it. But al kaponim, whenever she had an opportunity that she could be tzenua dik, so she was tzenua. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that the mide keneged mide, the mile of the kain gogol, was that he was zeiche one day in the year to go into the greatest mokim tzenu in the world. That was the Kodesh Kadoshim that came about through her tzniyus. The Marsha asks, Amru lo chachamim ma asisa shezachisa lekach. So why were they toile that she was zeiche? Maybe it was a husband's chus. Chachamim were toile that she was zeiche. So the Masha says one teretz that her husband wasn't a tzatzke. The husband in the zicha wasn't his chus. They know who the husband was. So memelos hakochach had to be her. Ma osisha shesos chisa lekach. Oitza boluman en yake, if he wants to say a different teretz, that could be her husband had married another woman. They had other children. And they saw the difference. The children from the other woman were not the same like these children. So Memele, Sarkochacha was her. Ben Yehuda wants to say that he says that Zichah wasn't the husband's chus, because the husband wasn't a Kohen Gadol. So Sarkochach, the husband wasn't a Kohen Gadol. The children were a Kohen Gadol. Sarkochach, if it was the husband's chus, why didn't he become a Kohen Gadol? Sarkochach was the wife's chus. That's what the Ben Yehuda wants to say. What does he Rashi? Pamachas yema kipurim hoya tzinoi roik leiro keiris beisi. So Rashi says, roisi bahashas Yerushalmi kol kvuda bas melech pnima mimishpetzai zohov levusha. Isha tznua ruye lotzeis mimeno kol kvuda bas melech pnima. The COVID of a Bas Melech is to be Pnimo, not to go out. that is a darga of tznius, to remain pnime. And if she'll do this, mimishbetzai zov levushe, she'll be zoiche, that ruya lotzais mimena koyen godul, halovush mishbetzai zov. So memela, that's the pasuk. The Bursari Tain is Rashi Bingza Yerushalmi. Rashi Bingza Yerushalmi, Lechayre von Agamore weiss doch ois, that the Chachomim disagreed with her. The Chachomim said, Omru lo, harbei osu kein, veloi hoilu. Nagamore, it says that that's not the Sibbe. Harbei osu kein, veloi hoilu. Agabuche Pshat in the Gemara, the Taisvus Rid says, not Rabbein Al-Yokim says, Rabbein Al-Yokim says, Harbo also came v'loi ha'ilu, so you're not only tznuot, a lot of tznuot, and they didn't work by them. So what's Pshat? So he says, Loi min Hashem uze, ala mazl ba'alme. Bonei chayim izoinei loi b'schusa talye milse, ala b'mazl talye. So weiss the chois, Geratene kinder zeichet tali b'mazel. Loi b'schus tali. That's how the Rabbein Al-Yokim says pshat in the Gemara. So they were chaylik on her. So the Gvura Sariyes, Rashi Bingza Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is fakert from our Gemara. They were chaylik on her. So then he says, he found the Yerushalmi says as follows. Yerushalmi says, Kol kimcha yekemach v'kimcha dekimchis seilas. So he says, "Vayis tachoyis that the chachamim later were meidita." Exactly what was her maila over the others? So the Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat that the others did it for this pniya outs the posuk take. Wanta take hev gerot nekinda. So it's loinzich the sacrifice. She did it l'shem shemaim. She didn't do it for the children. So memeila, therefore she was zeiche for such children. Tanu Rabbono. Bekum tzoi, the pasuk says, Veheirim mimenu bekum tzoi, with his kaimetz. So we learn from this pasuk, Shulayase mida le kaimetz, that he should not make a mida. So Rashi le zamachlikas harishayim shatn this gemore. Rashi says pshat, Shloyase mida lekaimitz. Ochi gasina. Tono rabono, bekum tsoi, shloyase mida lekaimitz. Veheirim mimenu bekum tsoi, that he should lift up the lekaimitz, bekum tsoi, with his handful, veloy sheyase kli lemidas kum tsoi, veyimdeid by kaimitz min hamincha. And he should be mafresh, he should be merim, the kaimitz with a keli. So therefore it says, bekum tzoi. We'll see the taisa shoshanim later. So mamela, that's the meat, bekum tzoi. Iboyelohu, klerte gemora shayle, mau shayasa mide lachafine. By meloi chofnov, is there that is that similar to the kaimitz that it has to do it? He has to measure it with his hands, or perhaps there it's the maloy chofnov can be done lechatchila with a keli that is the exact size of his maloy chofnov. Now, what did it study ashayla? Hosam hu dechsiv bikum tzay. There it says befeish veheirim mimenu bikum tzay with his kaimitz. So that spells out clearly that he should be meirim with his hand. Avol hoche de leksiv bechofnov. It doesn't say he should do it with his chofnaim. Elo meloi chofnov k'teires samim dake. Loi, so here there's no chesorin of amide. Oidilma yalev meloi meloi mikumtsoi. There's another posik that says meloi kumtsoi. And here it says Meloi Chofnov. So Memela, we learn out that just like by Koimitz, it has to be taken with the Gufa Koim, So here also, the Meloich of Naim also have to be Beguf HaKoyin. Let us see Rashi. Havaloch Eloiksiv Bechofno, Vim Oso Mide Marzekes Chafino Soi, Meloich of Nov, Vehevi Karinebe. This is called Meloich of Nov Vehevi. So Yama wanted to say, Geshmaki Pshat, what is Rashi being down the Vehevi? Meloich of Nov, it doesn't say Bechofnov, Meloichofnov Vehevi Karinebe. So he wanted to say that Bemison, Rashi is telling us Bemison, it's not some here it's a Zoy, there's a Lomda Shechilik between the two. By Bemison, by Kmitze, the mitzvah is the Maisa HaKmitze. It says, Veheirim Mimenu Bekumtsoi. Veheirim Mimenu. That means the Etzem Harome, the mitzvah is Harome. Veheirim Mimenu, and how should it be Mulam? Bekumtsoi. So there's a mitzvah of Harome. Then later, what you do with the Koimitz, not Hazach, you make the Koimitz. But the Etzem Hafroshes HaKoimitz is, that alone is the Etzem Pula of Hafroshes HaKoimitz is a mitzvah. Veheirim Mimenu Bekumtsoi. Or the next pasuk, it says the komatz, mishom meloikum tzoy. So the etzem maisa hakmitze is a maisa mitzvah. The komatz mimenu meloik. You should make a kmitze, and the maisa is that the pasuk says biyado begufay. But over here, the mitzvah is meloichofna vehevi. All the pasuk says he has to bring in a meloichofna. He has to bring, this is only a shir. How much k'tayris has to be brought into the kodesh kadoshim? Meloichofna vehevi brings in a meloichofna. Doesn't say there's an inyan to make a meloichofna. It says you have to bring in a meloichofna. I have to bring in a meloichofna. So if I have a shir of a meloichofna with the two akeli, that's also good. That's why I should be zam meloichofna behavi. Here there's only a mitzvah of havas meloichofna. So however you'll have a meloichofna, it's good. Adav shenei, yalef meloi, dechsiv krachin vekometz misham meloi kumtsoi. Ma lo'olom bekumtsoi yikmaitz veloi bemide, avkan bechofna. Here it's bechofna. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'kach oisa midos. Let us see the Mishnah. Oitzi loya sakaf es amachto. Chofan meloi chofnov. V'nosan l'soich hakaf agodol. L'soich hakaf. Agodol lefi godloi. Hakotn lefi ktonoi. V'kach oisa midoso. Now what does Vekach Oysa Midosa mean? So the Gemara wanted to say Pshat, Vekach Oysa Midosa, my love, Shimrotza Lasseis Mide Oysalo. Let us see Rashi. My love, Vekach Oysa Midosa Diktoni Ochikoma. Imbo Lasseis Mide Lachafin, if he wants to make a Mide, Ken Yase, Agoda Lefigodloi, Vakotn Lefigtonoi. Hey, so the Mishnah started off Chofan Meloi Chofno. He put into a calf. The calf was similar to the Meloi Chofno. The calf is a midah, so that means if he wanted to make a midah, he also had to make sure that the midah that he's making the chfina with should also be godel if he godly and cotton if he ktone. So Koponim weist the chois that there is such a thing of making chfina with a midah. My love, Shimrotz, alas, is me the oisalo. So it's the oisalo. It's the more loy. Hochi koma. Vekach hoyo choyzer vechoifno lifnim. No, vekach hoyso midoso means something else. Now let us see what the Rabbi Nachananel says. Vodachina loy. Hochi ktoni. Vekach hoyso midoso bifnim. Kiderech shemedidoso bechutz. That the Mishnah is telling us the way it. What are you telling me? But let's see first. The Gemara wanted to say v'kacha yisa midosa. The Mishnah is telling us that when you make a midah of malay chotna, but also should be a godlo, a godlo, a godlo, a godlo. The midah has to be the exact size of the chafina. Al kaponim of the malay chotna. Al kaponim, the way the makshin wanted to learn shad. So the Mishnah holds you do not need malay chotna biyadayim. A midah is also good. So the Gemara says no punk faker. I'll tell you, punk fakad, you do need malay chofnov biyadayim. Need malay chofnov biyadayim taka. So watch it, v'kacha isa midosa. V'kacha isa midosa means like this. Just like the malay chofnayim was measured b'chutz al yidei yodo. How did he get the malay chofnayim to begin with? He took it with his two hands. So when the malay chofnayim were put on the gecholim and the kaidish kadoshim, it also was put with his two hands. The medida of the malay chofnayim bifnim was the same as the medida of the malay chofnayim b'chutz. That means as follows. How did you start off with the malay chofnayim? He took it out. That's what the Mishnah says. Chofnan malay chofnav. He took out malay chofnav. Then he put it into a kaf. He had a problem. He couldn't get in any another way. He put it into a kaf. Now when he comes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, how is the Ktairis going to get on the Gecholim? So you could say, Pshat, what's the problem? You take the calf and you pour it on the Gecholim. So the Mishnah Nittah says, no, it's not like that. He has to pour the Ktairis, which are in the calf now, in the Malay Chofnayim. And from the Malay Chofnayim, it has to go on the Ktairis, on the Gecholim. V'kach hoysa medida sod, the same way the Malay Chofnayim were measured, when the Tchilas Halakiche and the Seif HaNesina, also it has to be the same way. That has to be from the Kaf to the Malay Chofnayim and the Gecholim. So the Mishnah is saying Punt Fakel. So the Mishnah is saying that Amida doesn't help, and you need Davke Malay Chofnayim. Frekte Gemara. Is that Pshat in the Mishnah? Shamet mino chayfen v'chayse v'chayfen. That means later we had a shayla, is that true? Do you have to make a new chafina bifnim? We had a shayla. So now you just enlightened me that's pshat in the Mishnah, that v'kachayse midosa bifnim, that you have to be chayfen v'chayse v'chayfen, you chayfen bifnim. So memele, so akpanu will be poishet this shayla. I don't think poishet a different shayla. We said that's not pshat. So that's Peshit Dishala, but you tell me Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Dil Mishim Rotze Lassis Midoisa. No, I don't know Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means one of the two, but I can't be Peshit anything. That means the Mishnah has two Taichin. If we hold Amid is good, so that's Shad Vakacha Isa Midosa. So Pshat is, if you want to make Amid, you can make Amid a Godlofi 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 Ktone. If we hold Amid is no good, so then Pshat in the Mishnah, Vakacha Isa Midosa, it's Chayfim Vakacha Vakacha. Let us see what Rashi says. The loy hachi kam, v'kacho yachayza v'chayfna lifnim, ma'ara oysa l'seich chofna av mina kaf, v'noysna oysa, v'noysna ala gecholim shebemachta. Shamet mino l'kamen ba'ina lo. Dil meishim rotsa klayma loy ha v'loy ha tivshet mino. The dachin Allah lahachi lahachi. Yeah. Hinami shloyechsar v'shloyoysar. Maybe there's a different shav in the Mishnah. V'kach ha'isa midosa. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that Shalayechsa v'shalayoysa. So the Sikh Yitzchak explains that the Gemara didn't want to say this pshat in the beginning. And the Pasha pshat in the Mishnah is Chofan Meloy Chofnov. So the Mishnah says Chofan Meloy Chofnov. It's be Meloy Chofnov. So the Mishnah says V'kach Haisa Midosna. It has to be Meloy Chofnov. That means a Shalayechsa. It shouldn't be less than Meloy Chofnov. It shouldn't be more than Meloy Chofnov. It should be exactly Meloy Chofnov. So the Gemara did not, that's what the Gemara is saying, and that's Pshat the Mishnah. So the Gemara did not want to say this before, because Yashakoyach, if the Pasuk says Meloy Chofnov, So my mele, versteht sich, it shouldn't be shalo yechsa. Versteht sich. The pasuk says, malay chofnim. The Mishnah tell you that should shalo yechsa. If it's yechsa, so felt malay chofnim. So bemisin, the Gemara's tongue is a different chiddush. The Gemara's tongue is a chiddush shalo yoysa. That means it's shach. Malay chofnim is eilat vam she'en lem shi. Can have it, can overflow. We'll see later by koimitz is an inyan of overflowing also, which is no good. So bemisin, the Mishnah is telling us, v'kachi midos adike chiddush shalo yoysa. That there's a halacha, it has to be exactly malay chofnov, not too much and not too little. Inami ochikoma, kach oisam idoso, malay chofnov mitzum tzomen. Let us see Taisviz. Shloyase mide lekaimitz, perish bekunteris, Shloyase kli limidas kobzai. He said the shayla, the Gemara had a shayla, is one bechuyev to make the kmitze the gufoy, or can he take a keli? Beinira la rabbeinu shmu, the koimitz mashme, sheyesh loy likmaitz piyodo, loy sheyase mida la koimitz. That's what we had said before, after the base, bekumzai, Taisus v'komatz misham malay kumtzai means the v'komatz alone means he's making the kmitza, not a shir. What's the shaila? V'loy sheyasem ida lekaimitz. V'oy the pshita lei dechayfen bechayze vechayfen gabi k'tayres. V'ike perish akuntres yesh lechiach misham. The afinen meloy meloy the ktayres mikaymets. The afinen meloy meloy mikaymets. He says lahalach elamaisa the din is chayfen b'chayze b'chayfen. So abizay zayskish paot the boy. Ein tzarech lach fein klal. Al yasekli mazik mol emidas chayfen. Avlo matzachli is chayfen b'chayze b'chayfen. Shuzu yavay the kosher shabemidash kedemrinim besomo. Ela vadai bein melei chofnov, bein melei komtsoi, mashme, memele chesech lach fein likmaitz. Likmaitz. So Taisu says the whole thing doesn't make sense. That zichi you have to do it biyodov. That's pashto nikra. So therefore chayfen b'chayze b'chayfen, you can't do it with a keli. Al kein nirle rabbeinu shmuel aforish. Shloyase mida lekaimetz haino shloyitein tchile midas kaimtzay bekeili. That pshat is like this. Zicher, there is a mitzvah, there's a maise mitzvah of kmitze. That's for sure. You have to do it by your dying. Now the shayla shloyitein tchile midas kaimtzay bekeili. He should first make midas kaimtzay bekeili. So this is the exact amount of the kaimetz. Barkach yikmoitz. And afterwards, you should make kmitza. Yeah, that is the shayla. That means as follows. That means that the shayla of the Gemara was, does he have to make the maisa kmitza from the whole minche, or can he first take out with a keli the shir koimitz, and then from that keli he'll make kmitze? That is the shaila of the Gemara. That's what the Taisus Shishonim learns. Zicha maise kmitze, yase kli likmitze. That means he can make a keli that he'll be koimitz the exact amount. How much he has to be kaimitz, will be kaimitz from this kli, which holds the exact amount of the kmitza. The Gura Sari asks on the Taisus Yishonim, the komatz mimenu min hamechuber shaboy, means a Gemara Menoches, that the kmitza fakert, it has to be mechuber, that means the minche, and the kaimitz, the komatz mimenu min hamechuber shaboy, that it's all attached, and then he takes the kmitza from the rest of the mincha. That's the afroshes hakmitze from the rest of the mincha. So Mimela, it has to be Mimenu. So if you separated it before the Maisa Kmitza, and the Maisa Kmitza is Zicha, that what he does, B'yodo, so Felton V'komatz Mimenu, Minam Mechuba Sheboi. That's what he asks on the Taisva Shishon. Zogte Gemara weiter. Tano Rabbono, Miloi Kum Tzoi, Yochel should be a full koimetz, a full handful. Yochel mevoiritz, full, so full is ein lo shir, that full means that filu it's sticking out also. Vivatzvitzin mikol tzad v'yoytze, it's coming out, that means it's more than his hand can encompass, but he's holding on to it. So that'll be the koimetz. Tamu loime bikum tzay, he has to be in the koimetz. It's a mir. So that what's sticking out, that's not in the kaimitz. He bekumtza yochel afilu b'roshi etz ba'isav. So mele, you don't need it, should be full. In the kaimitz, there has to be the silas, whatever it is. It has to be in the kaimitz, but so you don't need too much. Yochel afilu b'roshi etz ba'isav. Ta b'loima meloi kumtza. No, it has to be meloi kumtza. Ki dekomtza inshi. The way people make kmitza. So there has to be, it can't be too much. It can't be kaimitz chaser. It has to be meloi kumtzai. Okay, tzad choyfe shaloish etzbo'isov al pisas yodoi v'kaimitz. Let's see what Rashi says. Ibekumtzai dakin yocha barosh etzbo'is v'kmitz ma'at hukamad mechusar tfei ma'ali. In the kaimitz it has to be. Tamaloi me'maloi. Zogt die Gemara weiter, u be machwas, u be macheshes, moichek begudloi, melamailo, u be tzboi, ktano, melamato, bezuhi, avoy de koshe, shebe mikdash. Be machwas, u be macheshes, shohu minei tigo. This is a minche that they were first fried, shein af or baked, Shehein afuya istchile, v'choizer upoisesom. Now here the kmitza was made after it was baked. Then it says posais oisa pitim. Then they broke it up into pitim. And we see Taisus and the Madalah brings down shayekayful echad l'shnayim u'shnayim la'arbo. They says that which had been baked, they made it into four pieces. Agav Urche, Rashi, in Broches, and Keitz, and Mevolchem, brings down Posus Oysa Pitim, that you have to make sure that the size of each piece should be the size of a pas. That means it should have a kezayis. So once was Meura, if they made kemitze of kezayisim, so it seems a kezayis can't be too big. If they're making a kemitze in his tviat's voice, he made a kmitza of kizaisim. There's more than one kizayis there also in the kmitza. So it seems a kizayis is more similar to an olive. Then there could be a lot of pitim. The chayza paisasan, the kosher kmitzasan. There it's difficult to make the kmitza, miliyois mivayretzes. Because there it sticks out. Yaisa mekmitzes minchas soilus, shebirutzeho noifle mealeya. That means, by a normal minchas soilus, so it wasn't too difficult to make kmitze. That means it was a flowery substance. So when he made the kmitze, so whatever his hands compressed, so it helped. Whatever was more than that, so it spilled out. I mean, there's nothing was holding it. Here we have jagged pieces of something which was already baked already. It was broken up into pieces. And he had to make sure that nothing should stick out. So tzoich li es moichik begoidloi birutzin shal mailo, Boy Ktano Birutzin Shalmato. So he had to make sure that, I mean, here he had to make sure Taka that nothing stuck out. He had to do this. So it also wasn't such an easy process to do with the Goyvil and with the dust. It had to be flush to the Kaimitz. And could be there's other difficulties also involved. So Al Kaponim, this was a difficult Kmitze. So that's what this a new Baraisa. The Baraisa says, ובמחרס ובמרחשס מויחק וגודלי מלמל בעצבוי קטנו מלמד. That means by a poshet the kmitz you didn't need it. For zich alone the flower would fall through the extra flower. Zuhi avoy de koshe shebemigdash. Frag the gemore zuhi vesuloi. That's the only avoy de koshe vemigdash. Veike melike, veike chafine. There was other difficult avoydes. This is one of the difficult avoidas in the Middash. Let us see Rashi. Vika Malika the Sanya Bonami Vizuya Avoida Kosha. Vika Khafine Shabifnim, the Sanya Bodhina Bifnim, the Sanya Bonami Lakama Bipirkin, Vizuya Avoida Kosha, because when he was Bifnim, he had a problem how to get from the Kaf into his Maloy Chofnov. That was a difficult Asik. So Mamela Rigosin, the name is Zuri Avoide, me Avoide's Kosher Shebemigdash. Zuk Taiswit, now let's see Taiswit, I'm Zain Amadal. Vekach Oise Midoso, my love, Shimrot Zolasis Mido Oise. So, the Gemara understood Pshat, the Mishnah, Lacher, the Gemara, like said, the Mishnah speaking about it's another thing. Vekach, if he wants to do it with Amide, that means we're adding five words to the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah will flow. Maybe the why can you learn Psalm the Mishnah Kipshutai? Kishir Chafnov Shakol Koyin Godel. A Godel of Igodel. Vakotel of Igodel. Hayoisen Kol Shah. Kafachas Kafi Oiso Shir. That's where Poshe Pshat in the Mishnah. The Nosen Losecha Kaf a Godel of Igodel, Vakotel of Igodel. Vakach Oisen Midosa of the Kaf. Yeshloima, so Taisa says, no, that's not true. The Loma Hoyolem Lasis came to make it Mechuvin? Adarabe. Tvei Nichi Makaf Oisigdola Yoisa. They wouldn't make the Kaf the exact size of his Meloichof 9. The Shovela Meloichof Nov Oisa im Kain Shema'are Meichof Nov Lesoicha. The Yefshishle Yispazel Veyipelor It's Madav. It's Mamish the exact same size. So zichas spill out of the calf. So that what it says in the Mishnah, Hagodol lefi godloi vaakod lefi ktonei, means relatively. If the kohen had a big mechafnayim, you made a big calf. But not the calf was the exact same size. The calf was much bigger than the he had a small mechafnayim. He made a small calf, but also the small calf was larger than the mechafnayim. But to say v'kach hoisam yidosa that it was the exact size, that's very bad lomish to do. Because by doing that, so by putting the Meloich of Naim into the Kaf, will zichas spill out. Agav Ulche, the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayis, says Pshat, v'kach hoisam yidosa was the Kaf, that was the Midah of the Kaf. The Teferis Yakim on the back of Mishnayis says, that's not zichanah. The Gemara is fakert. I mean, the Gemara didn't say this pshat, and then you say, then it's echon so Taisus. You can't say this pshat. Perhaps it would sound good in the flow of the Mishnah, but Taisus says that can't be pshat because it's not practical at all. Vizui avoy de koshe shebemigdosh svira lei keman da omer bepeik elu menoches sheikoyful echad l'shnayim l'shnayim l'arbo. Aval etan de Rabbi Shmuel the Oma Poisison Achemar Ziron Le Sultan. He learns that the Psisa was Mamish made into Matzamel, Ain Avay the Kosha Yesu Mishaminochis. So then there's no difficulties in it. Again, the Yisrain Akemach will fall out by itself. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah. Bein habinayim shal meloi kumtzoi mahu. So Rashi says as follows. Bein habinayim hanichnas bein haetzbois. Mahu koimitz hein oi shirayim hein. That means when he made kemitze, so the flower entered into his hand, and sometimes we'll see if he was unable to press his fingers together very well, so some of the flour went between his fingers. So now he cleared alom de shishayla. So what halacha does the bein habinayim have? Does the bein habinayim have halacha of koimitz, or does it have halacha of shirayim? That means maybe the koimitz is only what's in the inside. The bein habinayim already shirayim, or maybe it's koimitz. Now, Omar Rav Poppe, so Rav Poppe said like this, let's analyze the shaila. Di gavoi loiti boiloch, di vadei koimitzu, di baroi loiti boiloch, di vadei shiraimu, iti boiloch, di beini beini. That means as follows, that he analyzed that when you put your fingers together, there are three halokim. There's a crack that you see from the inside, there's a crack you see from the outside, and then there's a chelik which is not visible. So the crack that you see from the inside, so the kemach which is in this crack, that's yichir koimetz. That's koimetz. That's koimetz. The crack that you see from the outside, that's yichir shirayim. The shaila is the beina binayim, the chelik which is not visible. So the shaila is, what halacha does this say? My Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hodor Poshter Rabbi Yishu ben Uzo. Bein abinayim sofik nina. Mispoishet, it's a sofik. Difficult gemore. That was the shaila, so what was he poishet? Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Nothing. So, before we see Taisus asks the kasher, what's that other poshta? I mean, that was the shaila. There's a very interesting ritva. Ritva says, Bein abinayim sofik, he was poshet lefi shuhu nidain, kiponim ukibachus. So he told them, he was poshet. What is the bein abinayim? The shaila was, maybe it's all pnim, it's all chut. I don't know what it is. So he told them, no, shuhu nidin kipnim chibuchut. So beide din. Kisofik bein ashmoshes. Sheyesh boi min hayoim min halaylo. Bein ashmoshes is a berya, that's din hayoim and din halaylo. So that's the bein abinayim. Hochinami, yesh boi mi bifnim u mi bachut, u chekoimitz vishirayim hamurovim biyachat. That means it has a din of taruvis kaimetz v'shirayim. That is it. So this is this apostle. He says in the beginning he held it's one or the other. Either has a din of b'fnim or a din of b'chutz. I don't know what din it has. He says you're wrong. I'm wrong. It has a din of both. It has a din of pnim and chutz mu'rovim b'yachad. Yes, zwei beide dinim. That's how the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara. Now, Gebuchat Samuel Diketaychen Bein Hashmoshes also, Sheyesh Boi Min Hayoim U Min Halayla. Bein Hashmoshes is a Beriaza, that has Din Hayoim and Din Halayla. Now, let us see Tais. Hoda Poshto, Bein Abinayim Sof. Zuk Tais Ves Lo Yedana, Mai Koma, Hoda Poshto. What's Poshto? And Mikor Nami Kava Mi Boi Lei, Sofiku. There was also a Sofik. So what was he Poshto? V'shema yesh loyma de meikore mesafke. Before he was mesupik, what din it is? V'avesalke daitach lemivshit. Hai b'chlal koimitz, hai b'chlal shirayim. If he'll be able to be poshed. V'ahode poshto de sofeku v'enei bo lachse v'livshit hai boi yivadei koimitz yivadei shirayim. Ela b'vadei sofeku v'enei odem yochel lo'oim lo'oilom lamid olof. That means it is a sofik shi efshel livruri. So before he thought there was a shaila that you could be mavara. Now he says it's a shaila that is not, cannot become nizbara. I don't know if Taisus means like the ritva, or Taisus means he just said that the oimek ha-sofik is that such a suffix that cannot be nisbar. Inami nirali, the mikore mi boile, this is not like Rashi, because Rashi says, klo, bein ebenayim, ma koimetzein o shirayinayim. So Rashi says the shaila was it koimetz or shirayin? The Gemara doesn't say what the shaila was. Gemara says, bein ebenayim, shalomulei komtzei mao. Rashi says that was the shaila. So now Tosfos wants to say, but that was not the whole shaila. There was a three-way shaila. Nami nirli de mikore me boile itiv lahave ki de mikore. Isofi kave. Nami nirli de mikore me boile itiv lahave ki de mikore. Is it tevel? Isofi kave, sofi koimetz, sofi shirayim. The Gemara had a three-way shaila. Now, a minche is similar to Tevel before Hafroshe. That means before the Hafroshe Sakoimitz, Behirim Mimenu Bekumtsoi, so he has a din like Tevel, not allowed to eat it. When one is Mafrish the Koimitz, Behirim Mimenu Bekumtsoi, so then the Koimitz is Oimid Lahaktore, that goes Lagavoye, and the Shirayim are Necho. Then it's like Trume and Chulen. So the Gemara had a Shaila, Gemara had a three-way Shaila over here. The mikore mi boile itiv lahave ki the mikore. That means the hafroshe of the koimetz over the hafroshe of the koimetz on the shirayim. So the Gemara cloud, maybe the hafroshe is only on the shirayim brurim, which means that what's in the keli, that's shirayim, and mafrosh on that. That which is sticking out on the other side, that's Shirayim. So he's mafresh on that. But the chelik that is not nire, that is the chelik bein habinayim, he's not mafresh on that. There's a hafroshe on what? This koimitz and Shirayim. So the Gemara held that maybe he doesn't have kavona bechlal to be mafresh on the bein abinayim. This is, since it's not visible, so he's not mafresh on that. Koimitz it's not. Koimitz is what he sees. And shirayim is also what he sees. But it's not nira leinayim, doesn't go into this chalais that he's making. So meil, so what is this? So this is tevel. That's one side. Let us in the bein. Maybe this remains tevel, like it was, like the whole thing was before the hafroshes hakoimetz. Or, isofik have, sofik koimetz, sofik shirayim. Itiv lahave, kemoi marbe b'maisrois. For example, we have a similar situation. A person was marbe b'maisrois. So he's taking more than the sheer maiser. Is mafresh that on the rest. The Omar peiros of misukonim, who maisrois of mikulkolis, because he's taking, instead of taking 10% on the peiros, he's taking, let's say, 15% on the peiros, for maisis, mafresh maisa. So the extra 5% is not being mafresh on this. He's making this miser on the what is left over. And I can't make this miser what's left over because miser is only a tenth. So this is tevel. Peiros of mikul kolim, maisrois of mikul kolim, peiros of misukonim. That means whatever the tenth that he was mafresh on the rest, you have, let's say you have 100 pounds, so the 10 pounds that was taken off the 90 pounds, that's good. It took off 15 pounds meiser. The 15 pounds is meiser on nothing. So memela, so it's not meiser. So memela, so it's tevel. K'may marbe b'meiser, d'amar b'reiser, misukon meisreiser, mekul kolis. The chol mai de shokel tvei midine, so the Gemara held as follows. There's a tzad to say, whatever is taken more than is needed, the einoi nire bechutz, and he doesn't see it, bedaite de koyin tol yemilse. So then it's telling the daite. That means like this, if we will assume it's not koymetz, if we'll assume it's not koymetz, if it's koymetz, it's koymetz, faltik. That is the din koymetz. But if we will assume it doesn't have a shame koymetz,
So me mele, so then it has to be Shirayim. But since it's vein a nire bechutz, bedaiti de koyin tal yemilse, vein daiti shir koymetz ala de gavoy. His das is that it should only be koymetz, only the inside should be koymetz. Umash and nisha bekli, and what is left over in the keli, umad de varoy, what is outside, levi shirayim. Aber der Beini, Beini, doesn't even zin into that this should be afrosh on the Beini. It's not near alay naim. So it doesn't even zin in bechlal that he should be mafrish the koimitz on the Beini, Beini. So tivla hava, kida mikoris. So there was no afrosh as koimitz on this. So it is the way it was before. Koidim kmitzu. Oy dilme, pshita de tivla loy hava. It's not tivla, ala sofik, oy koimitz, oy shirayim. So the Gemara before had a three-way suffix. Maybe it's devil, maybe it's koimitz, maybe it's shirayim. The pashta of this suffix, and he said, no, it's a suffix. So Taisa says, what's the nafka minich? I mean, the nafka, if it's a suffix, so whatever it is, it's bitter. So nafka minich, tiv lahave im nisarev b'chulen shabazore, Hanechal im haminche. The nafkamina will be, if it, according to the shayla of the Gemara, if he has a shame tevil, so what will be, will come this arev bechulin shebazore hanechal im haminche, kidoma ba koimitz rabbe yoichlo, she yoichlo im achulin, deshite necheles ala saive, lay bottle, the tevil bemashu, visveika havi bottle. So Taisva says as follows. Taisva says, the nafkamina, but he was patient, that means, according to the Tzad Sofik, maybe he has a shame table. If he has a shame table, so Taisus now, Moz Oysatzir. Taisus says, you know, they used to bring chulun into the Azore. They used to, because it says the mincha has to be eaten al asoive, some of the moshcha. So they used to bring chulun, some emele. So now, if some of this flour of the Beina Binayim fell into the chulundike flour, so now it's like this. According to the Shaila of the Gemara, maybe it's Tevel, so Tevel is not Botel Oilom. So the Mele will be bitter, so you can use the Chulin. If it's Shirayim, so it's some of the Mutter. And if it's Kaim, it seems it also becomes Botel. So Tevel doesn't become Botel. So the Mele, that was the Shaila of the Gemara, is it Tevel? Lamayin Avkamida, they'll never become Botel. Or is it not Tevel? So it's Pesha, it's not Tevel. That's how Pesha says Pshat in the Gemara. The Gburas Ari in the Miluyim asks Akashi, he says, that what Tevel doesn't become bottle, there's two reasons why it doesn't become bottle. There's one lomdus in the Gemara Navei de Zoreh. The Gemara says, Keheteiroi kach isurei. Just like your matter Tevel with Hamashu, Kita achas peiteres asakti, so Tevel assels also b'mashu. That means Hamashu of Tevel will assa a whole Tevel. It's such a lomdus. So the Gvurasari says that that's the lumbus, that does not apply by Minche. Because it doesn't become mutter with a mashu. He need a koimit to be matter the Minche. So Mamele, the lumbus that Tevel doesn't become bottles, the Tevel of Truet. And you have to be mafrish Trumes, and Mamele, that Tevel is Keteiroi Kachi Surai. But here you need a shear to be matter it. I think that's what it means to ask. Then he says, there's another svore, the Gemara says it's a dover sheyesh lai matirin. That means it doesn't become bottle because ashe techlano beisa, techlano beheta. I mean, what's your problem? Some tevel fell into chulin, so you can go and take other tevel and be mafresh on that tevel, on the tevel that fell in, you'll be mafresh on tumas, so you can be mafresh. So it's a dover sheyesh lai matirin, for that it doesn't become bottle. But here, Luchayah times is not a dover sheyesh lo matirin. How could you be matel? How could you be matel this tevel? So the Sfas Emes wants to say, could be that's why Taisa says it fell into chulam. Why does Taisa say it fell into chulam? Why didn't Taisa say it fell into the shirayim? He says that's what Taisa means. Taisa brings a whole garashka here. There were chulam, they ate chulam in Bazore, and it fell into chulam. He says, because this chulam that it fell into, you know what you could do? You could take this chulam, and sell it now the tzorich mincha, and you can make now kmitze on this. You can sell it for mincha, make kmitze on it. So it is a davar sheyesh loy matirim. That's why Tosfos said, that means that, that means if on the tzad that it's tevel, it's not tevel, it becomes bottle. But on the tzad that it's tevel, it wouldn't be bottle. So Mamela, the Tosfos says, no, on the tzad that it's not tevel, on the tzad that it is tevel, so davar sheyesh loy matirim, and Mamela, it wouldn't become bottle. So that's what, that's how, so as Emes wants to learn Pshat and Tosfos. Frag the Gemara, Heichi Ov. So what did we do now? So we just said now, this is, we have to understand, this is a Tog Teg Lechamaisa. They made Kmitza, and there was Bein Abinaya. Now what do you do? Finished. So this taught men, so what are you going to do now? Omer Rab Chanine, Maktir Koimetz Lechudei Tchilah. So, listen what you do. First, you makter the kaimitz. V'hoder bein abinayin. And then later, it will be makter the bein abinayin. So, what did we accomplish by this? The amrit bein abinayin bereisha. If you say you makter the bein abinayin bereisha, do me shirayim, Nino. Maybe these are the shirayim. Ahava luhu shirayim shechosru bein kmitza lahaktora. That means, if you're going to be makta first, this bein abinayim, and maybe it is shirayim. So if it is shirayim, so it comes out that these are shirayim. You made kmitza. So let us be megashim it. You had a mincha. A mincha chveis was whatever the shir was. We saw them. And you made kmitza from the mincha. So you made kmitza from the mincha. So you had, let's say, so the shirayim is an isorin minus the shir kmitz, and then you have the kmitz. So the omar ma shirayim shechosru bein kmitzer lahaktore. If the shirayim, that means you had X amount of shirayim plus kmitzer, and before you made the haktores hakoimitz, the shirayim became nechser. Now you have, it's less than it was b'shas. Tafroshes hakoymitz, ain maktirin aleim es hakoymitz. You can't be maktir the koymitz. So memele, so if you're going to be maktir the bein abinayim first, you're going to be in hot water. So it could be you are now maktir shirayim. So memele, so now it's shirayim shechosu ben kmitza laktor. She can't be maktir the koymitz. So what do you do? So first be maktir the koymitz. The mele you have the whole shirayim. You don't have shirayim chaser. And then you'll be makter this man of shech. If it's kaimetz, it's kaimetz. And if it's not kaimetz, technisch gefällig. Frag the gemore, ihochi. If it's no good, hashte name ikri kam koshim imen oli ishimarayu bebal taktiru. We've seen Rashi, there's a pasuk that said, after you were makter the kaimetz, koshim imen oli ishim. If it was taken away from the minche, the chelek ha'ishim, you're not permitted to be makter the rest. After the haktores ha'ishim, you're not permitted to be makter the rest. So how can you be makter it now after the kaimitz? Maybe this is shirayim. If this is kaimitz, good. So it needs haktores. But maybe it is shirayim, and the halacha is after the haktores ha'kaimitz, you took already mimenu le'ishim, you're not allowed to be makter the shirayim. Kosh men elishim arei bebal taktiru. Omar Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rav Shimon ben Pozi. De makter luhu lishum eitzim. That means like this. If he wants to be makter at l'reyach nichoya, that's the purpose of Aktoros HaKoymet. Not allowed to. Shirayim not allowed to be makter l'reyach nichoya. But he'll make a tonight. If this is Koymet, it's l'reyach nichoya. And if it's, and if it's Shirayim, it should be like eitzim ba'omet. Not makterit legavoy, it's be eitzim alma that are burning. So memela, so that's what you do. So there's no iser haktor, and there's no iser haktor. So you can take something that's also, it's a whole iser haktor, it's only l'shem reich nechayich, not l'shem eitzim. Frek de gemore, the makterit lo l'shem eitzim, ka belezer. V'sanya rabbi lezer oime, l'reich nechayich yate mali, not allowed to be mali reich nechayich. But the Malo Lashum Eitzim, we'll see Rabbi Lezer speaking about a case that you heard that the Evorei Chatos became Nis'aru for the Evorei Oilov. So here they have the same problem. Evorei Chatos became Nis'aru after they were makter the Emurim of the Chatos. So there's the same thing as Mimeno Leishim, that the Chelik of Leishim was Nifresh already, was hooked already, so you're not allowed to be makter the Evorei Chatos. The Evorei Chatos have to be eaten. You're not allowed to be makter them, Lugavoyim. And they became this Arev Beivori Oila. So now we're in a dilemma. The Oila, you have to be Makta. The Chatos is not allowed to be Makta. So Rabbi Lezer said, you make this Nai. If this is Chatos, I'm making it Leisha. So the Gemara, honey, chela Rabbi Lezer. Good. Rabbi Lezer holds you can make such a dreidel. And if you're Makta, Lashem eats him, there's no Issa. Ela Rabbonon Maika Lameina. The Bonan Achilik and Rabbi Lezer, but the Chachamim say you can't do anything. So Ma'ayikalameina. So the Chabit Rishayla. So every day, so Tav Teglach Rishayla. You make Kmitze. Beine Benayim is a Sofik. What do you do? What are you going to do now? Omar Avmori Bekomtzi Shmeini. Know what you do? Whenever there was, they had to make Kmitze, they looked at the hands of the Kahanim. The Kahanim that had fat hands, in the male, they never had baini, because the fingers, the crack between the hands that used to bulge, so that had a din of koimitz. And they were able, and they were able to hold their hands tight enough that the there was no baini. So that's what you do. You had to have special hands in order to make kmitza. The kamtzi shmeini. That you could be makter of the shame eitzim is only about the ever the kedim. So now we'll take that taka of one should be. Let us see Rashi. Is it Rashi? Don't mama be menoches perikame shachos reishin is pazel mehem. Ein makterim desanyim in a minche prad le shachos rehi ay shachos akaimtso that you can be makter. Koshim imenu leishim, ma'achash nesato le'esh kol mishpotoi, uz mimenu leishim, harei shirayim bebal taktiru, dersiv leisaktiru mimenu ishe l'ashem, leisaktiru dovo sheniten mimenu leish. So the Gemara says, the makter lei l'shum eitzim, the mas nevoim, ishirayim ninu, harei enkishar eitzim, Rabbi Lezer, the polygram is Echaz Vodim, Beivoi Chato Shehin Shirayim, Ma'achel Shehukto Veimurim, the Evoi Chato Shirayim, after the Torah Simurim, Nis'arvu Eivorei Chatos, Beivorei Oilo Shehin Kolo. Eivorei Oilo is Kolo, and Nis'arvu Eivorei Chatos. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yitin HaKol Lamaila, you put everything on the Maroche, Beroya Nias Psa Chatos Lamaila Kilein Eitzim. Yalov time in my krovel misbeich le yalu le reich nechoya. Basrei dai krov, le isaktir men uksiv. Reich nechoya chizos, abo le shem eitzim is mutter. Te komzi shmeini, kehanim shmeinim, she bosor et beiseyim boileid, ve doichik zele seich ze, ve ein shom bein abinayim. Abo leza nami, le chathchilo, te komzi shmeini, shlehit, abo leza lehali shirayim le shem eitzim, al meitalu visebo reyoyla, If they cannot be makter the koimetz and shirayim shechosru, afilu Rabbi Yochanan the Omar per kame de menoches makter koimetz aleihem. So for Taisvis, that's not a pesach dava poshut. Rabbi Yochanan says you're permitted to be makter a koimetz on the makter koimetz aleihem. Is meidahu the oisom shirayim asurim ba'achil kedyal of hosam mikro. That what Rabbi Yochanan says makter koimetz aleihem, he does not hold that the koimetz, daktoros a koimetz is matter the shirayim. He just holds there's a heter of aktoros here the Gemara says, so the dead Gemara means makter koimetz aleihem means you're permitted to be makter the koimetz. But the shiraima asum b'achila. Ba'isum shiraima asum b'achila. Kedialav asum mikor. Rochi kome. Here the Gemara means em aktirin aleihen. Kloima em aktirin bishvilon es hakoimis. They latirin b'achila. Lochishoni b'lishne. The awesome comma aim actirin koimets aleihem. The somet losh naktora itzala koimets. Tikar daktora the awesome bishul koimets. Lochi yesh brev sum aim actirin aleihem. Lochi comma. They licked the bane abidain bereshe. They came absolutely shirayim meyachilim. So Taisus means to say like this, that there's a shaila if the shirayim were nechseru, there's a machloikis if Bechlau, you're permitted to make a Haktoras HaKoymet. That's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to make a Haktoras HaKoymet. But afulu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will not be matter the Shiraim. So that's why Taisus is medayik the Shini al-Shoinis. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, Maktir Koymet Aleim. So the Iker, he mentions the Koymets. Maktir Koymet. You ought to be Maktir the Koymet. Well, for the Shiraim, it won't help anything. You're allowed to be Maktir the Koymet. Here it says, he doesn't mention the word koimet. It says, ein maktirin aleihem, the Haktorah will not help for them. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the shirayim were nechseru, the Haktorah will not help to be matter the shirayim.